You take on this. Oh, come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the entire alphabet backwards. Z-Y-X.
I got it.
Return to Pandora to replay your track.
We got YouTube. Wait, okay, we see YouTube. I can put in YouTube. Is that it?
She knows my
Oh, how you talk with
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You hold my hand. You hold my hand. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Wherever you are. This is the Caribbean Global Voices, your morning entertainment show, and of course, July 30th, 2022. How July is fast coming to an end. Where did it go? Where did she go? One more day, and we'll be bringing down the curtains on July, and we'll be rolling into the month of August. Well, folks, we want to say pleasant good morning to all who are here with us this morning in Leon, Mertrice, and the others. Don't recognize one or two numbers there, but I want to say good morning to you folks out there. And for those who are listening via the World Wide Web, I want to say good morning to you also. Folks, we are going to be here until high noon in our neck of the woods, which means we're going to have a full 3 hours of production. Of course, the first hour, we're going to have our inspirational portion. Sports come at the top of the hour. That's at 10 o'clock. We'll have that in brief. Now, the heavyweight comes in tomorrow from 6 until 9. That's on the cricket show, so we just bring you sports in brief. Our sister station would put on the trimmings and give you a full roundup of sports, not small. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. That's July 30th in whatever year. That compliments Mr. Audley Watson. Of course, we'll have Cardinal. He'll come on and greet his special fans. The list seems to be going by leaps and bounds. Then we're going to be having Dawn and Debbie at 10:45 prompt to tell us about the humanitarian efforts they're having over there in the beautiful islands of Antigua and Barbuda. By the way, the revelers are out in Antigua and Barbuda. As you know, this is their carnival season, as is Culturama over in Nevis. By the way, we would have had Miss Caribbean coming out of St. Kitts. She would have taken the crown, Miss JC's. So I want to say congratulations to her. And of course, we would have commentary from Cardinal, and you two can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. You'll just push the one, and of course, you'll be audible. You move over from time to time to let the big wheels come on in. So, folks, we want to stick and stay. We are under cloudy skies here. I'm in the beautiful city of Atlanta at this time. So, I'm coming to you from Georgia. And as they would say in the movie, Georgia. Well, I want to say good morning to my fiancée, Miss Barbara. Yes, she's yet to wake, yet to get up, being hectic, traveling around, doing her tours. But I'm sure she'll join us shortly. But folks, normally we start the show off with a prayer, so maybe I should just lend my voice into that and give God all the praise and God of grace, might, love, mercy, compassion, power, and wisdom. There is none like thee, Father, there is none like thee. So you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Ancient of Days, the great I am. Jehovah is your name, and you deserve every praise, honor, and worship. Thank you for your faithfulness unto us. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes this morning to see this new day. Thank you for taking us safely through the other 6 days of the week and enabling us by your mercy to see the last day of this week. Yes, indeed, time is indeed swiftly passing by and eternity is nearer than we think. So help us to make our calling and election sure and make it top priority to make it onto bright and beautiful shores in the sweet by and by. You know those songs, in the sweet by and by. So Father, again, we want to ask for your mercy. We know we're not deserving of your praise. We're not deserving of your forgiveness, but you're such a mighty, loving God that you're just always ever so forgiving, ever so loving. Although we make our mistakes, although we sometimes willfully repeat our mistakes, you bypass and overlook that and you forgive us every single time. Father God, we want to remember the loved ones of Merle Ward. She would have passed away. One of our local folks back here in South Florida, hailing out of Nevis. She passed suddenly 2 days ago on a boat between St. Kitts and Nevis, that she wasn't feeling well. And the next thing we know, that God would have given her wings. She accepted her wings. Now she's become an angel. So to Poet and the others who are left to mourn, we really, really want to say that you're in our thoughts and prayers. We hope that the good Lord will just keep you safe. And again, God has never, ever made a mistake. So there's better use for Merle. We will not understand it at this time. For some reason, we do not want to accept death. But it's until man wants to die. And after the judgment, after that, there will be the judgment. So folks, while we're here on earth, let's try to do the right thing. Let's try to live righteous and walk and live in his ways. Well, without any further ado, I think we'll just end at the end. We'll just play another song. To brighten your day.
Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. For all my life you have been faithful. Oh yes you have. For all my life you have been so. Of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender. No, I give you love and faith. Oh, your goodness was running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Oh yeah. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Oh, my life laid down, I give you.
Yes, we're going to sing for the goodness of God. And we want to say good afternoon to those folks in the U.S. and the U.K., especially Lynette over there, who would have realized her son would have gotten married last Saturday. She's on with us on the World Wide Web. It's a good morning to her and her son and his wife and others. We want to say good afternoon to them over there. Of course, we just want to give advance thank you for the miracles and the blessings which will come our way today. It's always a good time to praise the Lord and to give thanks, always, always. Yes, I know, though we are unable to see the Lord, we know he's there. We have not seen him physically, but spiritually we know that he is with us. So, folks, please want to stick and stay. Don't forget, you just can always call the number 563-999-3693.
I keep fighting voices in my mind and say I'm not enough.
morning entertainment show. Kevin Global voices. Stay tuned. Father God, we into the inspirational portion. Truly hope you're enjoying this selection being played here. You know, the Holy Spirit, He resides in our hearts, in our mind, and inspires to do what is right and pleasing in His sight. Yes, we know that, dear God, you're truly amazing, Father. You are really, truly, truly amazing. Yes, well, without you, without the Lord, where shall we be? We know there's a spiritual being. We know Him to be God. And we're giving reverence this morning, as usual, in the inspirational portion. Just want you to know that although we would not have seen God with our physical eyes, we know through His works that He is there. So, again, we want to tell the neighbors, tell your friend that we're here and we are on.
Where are you now?
This one is
when darkness days to end. Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child. Hey, look up, child. Hey, where are you now when all I feel is doubt? Oh, where are you now when I can't figure it out?
Morning. So spiritual, so amazing. Hope you were jumping and clapping. That's one that was upbeat. Again, we just want to ask the Lord to help those who are struggling spiritually, physically, socially, mentally, financially, and in any other area. Want to reach out and touch those with health issues. Grant healing by your touch. Your word, or working through the hands of someone else. We need to come and comfort every heart that is in sorrow, pain, grief, distress, anxiety, and depression. Bring them joy and peace. Father, we're remembering her this morning. She would have departed this life. She would have departed life. And Father, to the grace of God that you would have taken her, you have better use for her. I think that's what it is.
Just got to my pain.
I believe. Jonathan Nelson, man, he brought down the house. I was really jumping and clapping and singing and carrying on and just enjoying that one. I want to say again, good morning to all of the folks who are with us this morning, those who have graced us online and those who are listening via the World Wide Web. We want to say good morning. Now we are going to have some scripture reading here. And we would have Barbara in with us. Have her.
Good morning, everyone. Listen to us this morning. Just want to give God praise and thanks for everything that He's done and what He's doing in our life. And I just want to go ahead and just share a short scripture with us. And listening to the sound of our voices all over. We're going to read from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you will be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Whatever we ask the Lord for,
we should ask in wisdom and in believing, asking for wisdom because he's the God of all wisdom. And that's why nothing matters more than knowing God's purpose for our lives and looking to encompass it for that knowledge. Not success, wealth, fame, or pleasure. Without a purpose, we know that life is in motion without meaning, activity without direction, and events without reason. Without a purpose, life is trivial, petty, and pointless. We were made to have meaning. That's why God created us, that we would have meaning in life. We were created for a purpose. And that is why people try dubious methods like, astrology or psychics or all different things, looking at nature to discover it. When life has meaning, you can bear almost anything. Without meaning, nothing is bearable. So we see too, without God, life has no purpose. And without purpose, life has no meaning. Without meaning, life has no significance or hope. In the Bible, many people express this hopelessness. Like, in Isaiah, he complained, I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. And when we look at Job, he said, my life drags by day after hopeless day, and I give up. I am tired of living. Leave me alone. My life makes no sense. The greatest tragedy is not death, but life without purpose. Just want to share this again, that the greatest tragedy is not death, but life without purpose. So we know that we were born for a purpose. Christ made us for a purpose. In Jeremiah 29:11, he shared with us, he says, I know the plans that I think towards you, plans to give you hope and a future. Because without Christ, we will look all around, here, there, and everywhere, turning to different things to fulfill this void in our lives that Christ has created for himself. That's why it's so important for us, as I share each time that, I come on here or sharing with the radio audience and our friends, that life without Christ is meaningless. We were created for God himself. And when we find Christ, when Christ lives within us, when the Holy Spirit lives within us, we have purpose. And life seems so differently. We have meaning. Life has so much meaning once we are fulfilling the plan of God and the will of Christ. Life has meaning. And we see here in 2 Peter 1:3, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Let's look at this verse again from another angle. You and I were born of the Spirit, sealed with the Spirit, indwelt by the Spirit. Those who have accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, those who have accepted Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, because we know that
that he died on the cross to pay our sin debt. We all have a sin debt when we come into this world, past, present, and future. And that's why Jesus Christ went to the cross and paid that sin debt in full. Because apart from that, we are separated from God. But God loves us so much. He created us for this relationship with him. So we see here, this is the very reason that the Apostle Paul showed each of us of the following. He said, I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus, the Anointed One. May God himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your lives. Do you see why your Heavenly Father, you know, intimate involvement in this process? We say yes to a life of devoted belief by pledging our hearts. In turn, God graces us to receive the fullness of his divine impartment into our life. And no blessing that heaven has to offer has left us all withheld. So today we can give God praise and, you know, give him glory and give him thanks for all that he has done for us. What a wonderful Father that we have. How much he loves us. How much he loves us. How much he cares for us. Today I want to share even with Moral and the bereaving families and, you know, everyone who is going through today, and whether in your successes or your failures or whatever, that God is there. God is right here. God is in control. No matter what we see, no matter how we look around us, things seem to be out of control. God is in control. So I just want to give God praise and thanks. And I pray that everyone today who is listening to the sound of my voice, that they would be encouraged today. You have a Heavenly Father that loves you, that loves you so much. I remember the scripture that says, if your earthly father, if a child asks an earthly father for a fish, would an earthly father give him a stone? So Jesus said, much more, what would your Heavenly Father give you? How much he loves us. So today I just want to encourage you that Jesus loves you. He paid your sin debt in full. It's just for us to come to that acknowledgement, to ask Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, because we know that he has paid our sin debt in full, past, present, and future. So trust the Lord today in no matter what circumstances. First of all, we just trust him for eternal life, because we all have to pass that way. We all have to pass that way. As Ivor said earlier, it's appointed unto man once to die. That's what Jesus said in his word. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. But God, even in this life here, God came to give us abundant life. Not abundant life when we reach to heaven, but abundant life even now here in this life. So feel encouraged today. Be encouraged today. Trust the Lord today. Know that you are fiercely loved by God. God has crazy and wild thoughts about you. The Lord wants what is best for you. So today, I would just continue to encourage you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Have a wonderful and blessed day in the Lord. Jesus loves you, and I do too.
But if you're in heart, You are here, mending every the darkness. That is who you are. Yeah, way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light of the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Your wife, the way of Jesus, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all. Your wife away, oh Jesus, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. I worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, devotion day, I'm a vacation.
Yes, the miracle worker, we make her. Folks, we're winding down the inspirational portion. Then we're going to be having the sports in brief.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and stars. You have arrived.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexation to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always it will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child of the universe.
no less than three from the start. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Yes, indeed, you are a child of the universe. So what a wonderful world in which to live amidst all of its atrocities. Still a wonderful place in which to live.
The thing that's different about a global vacation home.
Well, folks, we have come to the end of another inspirational portion. Hope you would have truly, truly enjoyed the selection played. A wonderful word there from Sister Bible. And we hope you stick and stay, because we're going to be up onto sports in brief right about now. Remember, the heavyweight comes in tomorrow on our station there, the cricket show, and they would put the trimming on what we would disseminate here this morning. We ask you to stick and stay. Woman would have won their encounter by some 13 runs, lucky 13. New Zealand batted first, made 167 for the loss of only 2 wickets. South Africa came up short by 13, 154 for 7 from the allotted 20 overs. England women came up against Sri Lanka, and that's coming up. That's in the next 3 hours or so. England will be taking on Sri Lanka. That's in the women's cricket. Again, that's World Cup T20 matches. But we have another competing match, Zimbabwe, going up against Bangladesh. Bangladesh fighting for survival here. Zimbabwe batted first, they made 205 for 3 wickets. This is another T20 match, by the way. Bangladesh are presently in 126 for 4. They need another 80 from 34 deliveries. Can they make it happen? It's going to be an uphill task, but cricket is such a funny game that anything can happen. You know, West Indies, they went down to India yesterday in the second, is it the second? Yesterday? No, the last. The third and final. Not the third and final. What am I saying? They started the 20 over. Yes, they would have lost the ODI. And now the 2020 would have begun. And West Indies went down yesterday. They were demoralized. They were demolished in the 2020 match played over there at the Brian Lara Stadium. So they've got to come good. This is one of their stronger pursuits in terms of cricket. But they really went down. Went down like dominoes. That's not good for West Indies cricket. We made our way good against Bangladesh. But now we came up against the heavyweights. We were found wanting. We had some close encounters in the ODI, but nonetheless we end up in the last column. But then again, we're going to be doing this tomorrow on the cricket show. What else we have in sports? Let me beg the accent of David, he's on his way to Orlando. He's going to be doing one of those fine league matches, officiating, umpiring. He normally prepares the sport, but like you said, it's just a brief. While I'm at this, let me say good morning to Kathleen, who would have enjoyed the inspirational portion. And Irma over there in St. Martin, we want to say good morning to you as well. So, well, folks, we're going to ask you to stick and stay with us because we still have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place in this date. And we're going to have some commentary, and we have a few things we can discuss. Let me bring it to speed with some of those. As a matter of fact, I'll read the whole thing here that is on the show for us to listen to. Yes, it's a Saturday morning entertainment show once again, and it's brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. It's your host, Ivor Henry. It's our job to keep you entertained and inspired with music, sports, commentary, and a few laughs, and an interesting conversation, of course. Now it's your job to tell us how to serve you best in trying to achieve that objective. Now, in Georgia, Rihanna Greer, a 28-year-old young lady, she was killed when she fell from a police car after being taken into custody. Investigation reveals that the car door was left open as the police drove away. Was it murder, negligent homicide, or voluntary manslaughter? Well, by the way, Brianna is black. Were the police willful and deliberate? Less concerned, more reckless, more negligent because of this fact. Police, because of Brianna's mother called. Brianna's mother called 911 seeking help because Brianna was experiencing a mental health crisis. Now, why would the police be called rather than healthcare professionals? Every time there is a health crisis, as you all know, people dial 911 and the dispatcher would send police as opposed to health personnel. That needs to be addressed. Well, we ask you to join the conversation, of course. It's 563-999-3693. You too can be a part of this conversation. We would really like to hear from you. It doesn't have to be on the topics that I just spoke about there. It can be any other thing. We're in St. Kitts and Nevis, politics, or hot. That's matter of fact, federal elections comes up next Friday. That's the 5th of August. That's my son's birthday, by the way, one of my sons. Kevin Kevito Henry having a birthday on that day. So happy birthday in advance. But my birthday month is ending fast. Just have today and tomorrow to celebrate. Wow. Came and went so fast. Nonetheless, August. So I'm going to move and get out the way. We're waiting the arrival of Cardinal. He's going to greet his many fans upon his arrival. And, of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that compliments Mr. Audley Watson. Anything else to report at this time? Not too sure. But in the meantime, until we hear from Cardinal, let's see what the great Robert Nestor Marley has to say. Should we get up? Should we stand up? Should we fight for our rights?
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. One more time. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You get up, you stand up. Stand up for your rights. You get up, you stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. You get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. You get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. 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 No. Don't give up the fight. Don't give up the fight. Sick and tired of your hissing, kissing. Trying to go to heaven in a hissing, kissing. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Now you see the light. Stand up for your right. 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 Won't people say, great God will come from the sky. Take away everything. Make everybody be high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours unheard. And now you see the light. You stand up for your right. Ooh, yeah. Get up, stand up. Did you say? Stand up for your right. One more time. Get up, stand up. Did you hear? Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. One more time. Stand up for your right. Did you say? Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Don't give up.
When you hear that, you know what time it is, what time of day it is. It's time for birthdays, anniversaries, and historical events that would have taken place on this date in history. I'm here to bring it to you and for you to listen and endure. None other than the illustrious one, Mr. Cardinal Mills. Good morning, Cardinal. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Iva. And good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show coming to you from Caribbean Global Voices. Yes. Good morning, all. Yeah, Iva, this is a nice, beautiful, sunny day here in the Virgin Islands with a little overcast and a little bit of rain here and there. It was pretty wet this morning in the early hours of the morning. And, you know, we still got a few drifting clouds overhead, so we might get a little bit more rain because it's pretty hot. And we kind of like that rain to cool things down a bit. We live with it as it goes. Let me say good morning to the special fans to begin with. And, you know who they are. But I'm going to tell you again anyway because, you know, from one moment to the next, we get more special fans who call us and tell us how well we're doing and how much better we can do. So I'm going to say good morning to the people up in New York, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nizzi. Good morning to you. It's July, and it's a great time to be around, especially when you get to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson over there. Carlos, my good man. I'm not even sure where Irma is now, right? Irma might be floating somewhere between the party going St. Martin or the party going on in Nevis right now. Culturama. That's a party up here. You know the people in St. Martin, they love the party. So we got to figure out where Irma and Carlos and the fun people of St. Martin would be at this time. Hopefully, wherever they are, they're having a good time and enjoying all this sunshine. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette, even though she is not in St. Kitts, but she's partying over there in the UK, where she's going to, you know, serenade her son, who is making her pretty happy because he's looking forward to her grandchildren. She went to celebrate her son's wedding. Congratulations to him and to her and to the new daughter-in-law. I shouldn't say daughter-in-law. I should say daughter. Good morning. I'm going to go on over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to come on back now and I'm head on over to the UK. Should I say good morning to Lynette again? Lynette, you're floating, man. I got to say good morning to you twice. That's a good thing. And hope that you're celebrating over there in the UK pretty much as it would have been if you were hanging out over there in Nevis at Cultura. Good morning, Omel. Omel is back in the UK, as I said before. And she missed out on Culturama, though, just by a couple of weeks. Good morning, Omel. And hoping that you're having a great time over there in the UK. I understand the weather is really beautiful. Lynette is bringing us up to date on the beautiful weather. They don't want too many cool clothing. It's not like when you're watching cricket and you see people play on the field and they get the on the field for a while and they got to play in sweaters. That cold, rainy England that we are accustomed to in the summer. Lynette is telling us that, hey, it's nice and warm, just the right temperature. Well, whatever it is, enjoy. Have a great time over there in the UK. I'm going to step across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to all the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to say good morning to Elimat. That's King Elimat, that is. And you know, we always, whenever the festival season comes up, so we always think of Elimat, the G.I.'s brass, the music man, the music messenger. Okay. Good morning, Elimat. Hopefully that you're doing great. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Kuttner Richards. Comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Kuttner. I'm hoping that he's keeping up, you know, because Kuttner is our all-time jovial cricket fan. I hope that he's following up to what he's doing over there. You're going to be upset, but you know, he could make a good joke out of it. Good morning, Cutner. I'm going up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique Evett Barber. But you know what? Monique and Evett are not in Georgia, as you said. They are over in Nevis to enjoy Culturama. See, what a great place to be. Good morning, Monique. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, Yvette. Hoping that you're having a great time over there in Nevis, enjoying the sunshine, the music, the food, and everything that Culturama has. I'm going to finally say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, wherever she is. I wonder if she's got Nevis for Culturama as well. She didn't tell me that, but it's like her to just send me a joke about it. Good morning, Ivan. Hope you're still smiling. The weather is good. And, you know, hearing from you always makes it better. Hoping that you're having a great time. Good morning to Kathleen, the inspirational for the most recent and dedicated fan. But she listened to all of the rest of the program, just the informational. Inspirational section was the big accomplishment. Good morning to all friends, fans, and supporters of the entertainment show. Ivan's got a great show for you, so stick around. And he's presented. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, indeed. I want to say welcome. And my birth month is fast coming to an end. And I think you're going to be able to take that band off your stomach and breathe easy because I would have sucked up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the great ones in there, you know, like you saw Gary, the Holdings, the Barbara, the Patrick Gomes, so many folks, Annie Henry of blessed memory. My grandmother, so many July born, man. They just can't get away from July. But, Channel, I don't know if you heard of Merle passing.
Yeah, I did.
Yesterday. Yeah, 2 days ago. It was heart wrenching, but much has happened to be the bearer of bad news. But anyway, nonetheless, she is in mourning also, and she wants this request. So before we go into birthdays, anniversary, and events that will take place on this date, we're going to play a requested song from Mertris, for Mertris.
Come on, let the song of worship be released from me this night. Come on, raise it. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it. Devotion. You provide fire. I'll provide that light. You provide spirit. I will open up the light. You provide fire. You provide me rest. I will open up.
You provide the spirit.
By Mercury, for Mercury. Reading at this time for her villager over there in Newcastle, Merle Ward, gone but not forgotten, went suddenly and hopefully went with a prayer. Alas, the Merle at the Native Association of South Florida, July 4th picnic, and I got me a big old hug. And her last words to me was, "I heard the good news. Congratulations." And a big hug and a big smile. Man, it was gut-wrenching when I got news from Mercury. I'm ashamed to say, yes. I cried. It didn't turn into bawling, but I just couldn't help it, man. I just felt bad. It just gave me a bad feeling. But Mercury has to be filled up. And I'm asking to be Philip as well. So, Smur, gone but not forgotten. May your soul rest in peace. Such a beautiful soul who would have left us so steadily. Suddenly. Well, what can I say? The show must go on. The poet, you're in our prayers. And let's go ahead and take it away.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it is your birthday, dog.
Celebration all night long.
May all your dreams come true.
Well, that's the only part I don't like about that song. May all your dreams come true. I have some horrible dreams sometimes. I don't need for those to come true. But Cardinal, take it away.
Yeah.
Birthdays and stories and events that will take place on this day. Don't forget to stick and stay because Dawn and Debbie comes up at 10:45.
Yeah. Let me just convey my condolences to this family of Merle Ward. And I know that, you know, we all got to go sometimes. We accept that. But this is a difficult situation as I understand it because somehow we kind of like to make peace with the fact that someone is going to die. They get sick, they're getting worse, the doctors have declared that there's nothing else can be done, we kind of make peace with the fact that they're going to leave us at some time soon. But when someone leaves you in the midst of what we call a warm blood, they're just there doing ordinary things on an ordinary day. And right in front of you, they just, you know, check out and leave when you least expect it. That can be gut-wrenching, head-spinning, and everything else that, you know, puts a person in a state of disorientation. So, you know, that aspect of it, yes, we understand, and we, you know, we convey, and I convey my condolences to the family and hope that they readjust in time to just take things inside and, as you say, I move on, because the show got to go on. The show of living, that it got to go on. Yes, with that said, let me say happy birthday, happy anniversary to the people who are celebrating today and the events that we are about to remember. July 30th, 2022, the 211th day of this year. On birthdays, we have from out of England, we have Jimmy Anderson, Dorothy McAvoy, Peter Bowler, Tim Munton. From South Africa, Errol Stewart, Wayne Parnell, Heinrich Klassen, Mohammed Vali. From Australia, Dr. Roy Park, Megan White, James Muirhead. From New Zealand, Dean Brownlee. From Nepal, Abhinask Bohara. From Norway, Amadoula Shinwari. Today is Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday, 1975. Bud Selig, the former Major League Baseball commissioner, is 88. Blues Foundation Buddy Guy, his birthday too. Actress Delta Burke. Former female soccer player Hope Solo. African-American actor Lawrence Larry Fishburne from The Matrix and the CSI and those television events and movie events, you will remember him. Neil McCoy, an African-American country singer. African-American actor Terry Crews, NFL linebacker from the Washington Redskins. Vivica Fox, an African-American actress, she's 68. Daley Thompson, former British world champion, the decathlon athlete, he's 64. African-American actress Cassie Davis from the Hall of Fame, he's 58. British golfer Justin Rose, he's 44. Bill Cartwright, basketball player and coach. Anita Hill, you remember her from the 1991 Supreme Court confirmation hearing, because she accused then Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment. Henry Ford, the founder of an American industrialist and the founder of Ford Motor Company. He was born in 1863. Fatima Jinnah, mother of Pakistan. She was born in 1893. Hilary Swank, an American actress. In 762, city of Baghdad was founded by Abbasid Caliph Mansur. It was just north of the ancient city of Baghdad. 1750, the Spanish gold and silver fleet disappears off St. Lucie in Florida. In 1836, the first English language newspaper was published in Hawaii. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issues an eye for an eye order to shoot a rebel prisoner for every black prisoner that was shot. However, you think that order should have been in place today? Okay, except that you'll have to take out the word prisoner. In 1866, New Orleans Democratic government orders police to raid an integrated Republican Party meeting, killing 40 people and injuring 150. In 1869, Charles And let me remind people, the Republican Party then is not, they're not the same, have the same character as the Republican Party today. Remember, at that time, the Republican Party was the party that advocated for emancipation of slavery at that time. Okay, so I'm just giving you that little bit of history so that you don't get mixed up and wondering, why would Louisiana Democratic government order the raid of the Republican Party? Okay, the Charles, in 1869, the Charles, considered to be the world's first oil tanker, departed from the United States and headed to Europe with a bulk capacity of 7,000 barrels of oil. In 1930, the first FIFA World Cup final, in which Uruguay beat Argentina 4-2. In 1942, the German SS kills 25,000 Jews in Minsk. 1945, after delivering the atomic bomb across the Pacific, the cruiser USS Indianapolis is torpedoed and sunk by a Japanese submarine. Boy, an eye for an eye. I'm going to take you out before you take me out. Okay. 880 of the crew members died, and many after being attacked, and many died after being attacked by sharks. I understand the boat sank in shark-infested waters. In 1948, the Czech distance running legend Emil Zatopek wins the 10,000 meter at the London Olympics in a time of 29 minutes. 59.6 seconds. That was an Olympic record. In 1965, the United States President Lyndon Johnson signed the Medicare bill, which provided for insurance coverage for the elderly. He also signed the Medicaid bill, which offer health insurance coverage for disabled people. That's on July 30th, 1965. In 1971, All Nippon Airways Flight 58 collides with a Japanese Air Defense Force jet near Shitsutsuki, Japan, killing all 162 people aboard the Boeing 727. In 1975, Murtala Mohamed overthrows General Gowon to become Nigeria's head of state. In 1980, Vanuatu, the New Hebrides, gains independence from Britain and France. In 1888, MLB pitcher John Franco sees a record 13th game in July, Ivor's month. In 1990, Graham Gooch scores 123 versus India and followed that up with the first innings score of 333. In 1992, Yael Arif becomes Israel's first ever Olympic medalist when she wins silver in the women's 60 kilogram judo competition in Barcelona. It is the 20th anniversary of the Munich massacre and 500th anniversary of Alhambra decree. In 1995, Dominic Cock takes a hat-trick in England test cricket win against the West Indies. In 2003, the accounting law referred to as the Sarbanes-Oxley Act was signed into law by President George W. Bush. In 2003, the last old-style Volkswagen Beetle, you remember those, rolls off the assembly line in Mexico. In 2012, Chevrolet signed a record-breaking 7-year, $555 million sponsorship deal with EPL club Manchester United. In 2020, Barack Obama gives the eulogy of the funeral of Congressman John Lewis with former presidents George Bush, Bill Clinton, at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. A couple of other historical notes, Ivor, because we can't get by without talking about the fact that in 1974, remember the Watergate scandal? It was on July 30th that Nixon released the tapes that proved his guilt in the Watergate scandal. In 1967, William Westmoreland, who was the general who was directing the war in Vietnam, announced that he was winning the war and he needed more men. They ended up counting 58,000 U.S. bodies by the end of the war. It is said that Westmoreland was providing inaccurate accounts of the number of soldiers on either side that were killed. He inflated the number of Vietnamese killed and deflated the number of Americans who were being killed in Vietnam. You got corruption going on all the time. 1975, Jimmy Hoffa, July 30th, was seen coming out of a restaurant in Bloomingfield Hills, Michigan, and has not been seen since. One of the world's most famous disappearances. Jimmy Hoffa was a Teamster, which means he was a union boss, a union leader, disappeared without a trace. The only thing the only thing that came close to that was a flight out of Malaysia called MH370. Yeah, disappeared without a trace. That's it for the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. Back to you, Eva.
Better. for you and for me and the entire human race. Here we go.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
good morning guys.
Morning,
good morning, guys.
Morning. I love it. You gotta put this on the back.
happy Saturday to you and the gentlemen on the show.
The DDs are in the DD. They are in. Look at that. Is it double? What we call it? Double duty.
That's
right.
Happy Saturday to you guys. Want to wish you gentlemen a happy Saturday. And I know next week is going to be our emancipation celebration. I want to wish everyone from Antigua and Barbuda that's celebrating with us carnival season. Happy Emancipation Weekend. Be safe and be well out there. I know it's the first time since COVID started, if no one wants to say the C word anymore, that carnival is happening. And so, you know, when things re-up, we tend to get a little crazy. But I want everybody to go out there. Please be safe. You know, I'm not one to tell you whether to not to vaccinate or not vaccinate. That's your choice. But, you know, if you know that you have loved ones at home with an online illness, please wear your mask. Go out there and be safe. I wanted just to say this morning, thank you to Authentic Caribbean. Dawn and I was on the phone this morning, and they are now getting ready to send a barrel of back-to-school supplies down to Antigua for us. Also to Veronica Anthony, who has secured 60 backpacks, pre-packed backpacks for us, as well as some baby items and other essentials that's going down to Antigua very shortly to Pastor Pete. Want to just give them a big shout out for doing this for us. I'm still on the quest. So thus far, it will be 160 book bags, because I think Authentic Caribbean last year gave us 100, which is Andrew Sharp from Boston. And I'm sure this year he's going to do the same and probably more. And so we're up to 160. So I'm asking everyone out there, can we get another 40? Can we get another commitment for 40? So we have 200 back to school book bags packed with essential supplies going to the students that are less fortunate in Antigua and Barbuda. And we are now planning our Independence Day activities in Antigua right now. Dawn and I are working on it. I'm going to do a big shout out next week, because I want us to really, really, really sink in and digest and work on this back to school event. I think we can make it happen. So if we have 100 from Andrew and we have 60 from Veronica, and we can get 40 more, it will be essential, and show in good faith that out here in the diaspora that we can get 200 book bags to needy students. These are not students that are voting red, white, blue, or green. These are any students that are in need that will go to Pastor Pete, who already has a record from last year for who picked up. We're sending some over to Barbuda also, and Dawn will be the conduit to work with our Barbuda people to make sure that the students over there get some of these items that we're sending over. So I just want to say thank you. I can be reached at debbiecampbellnyc@aol.com. And my telephone number is 845-820-6598. So once again, I'm just pushing this now. We need 40 more to make it 200. 40 more to make it 200 that we will send down by the end of next month. We're going to push it. We're working directly with Siboney Shippers here that will help us ship anything. Big shout out to Siboney Shippers and Kay. Kay works with me shipping anything that I ask her to ship, big or small. So I want to give her a big shout out. Big shout out to Travis, who is, I think he's already in Antigua, because he said he was leaving Thursday, that he's doing this thing in Antigua to help, you know, spread the word about Antigua and Barbuda, the kids in the diaspora that's working tremendously. I tend to think that we're working on the cover at times because we're so silent sometimes, and then the big hoorah comes. So just want to say thank you again to Authentic Caribbean, and to Veronica for pulling this off for us this year. Dawn?
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be on today. As you know, we're getting good news from different people. Authentic Caribbean Foundation also helps me here with my goal every year in June for Caribbean American Heritage Month. I am one of the organizers in Kansas City, Missouri, and so we connected together 4 years ago to make this happen. I introduced him to Debbie, and I also let him know that we're in need of help. He is from Jamaica, living in Boston, and he's able to get a lot of things to the Caribbean islands. He's been supporting St. Vincent and the Grenadines when they had Hurricane. He's been supporting Jamaica, of course, and he decided to take on Antigua. So with doing all of that, I'm very excited to get the phone call at 3 a.m. from him 2 days ago. So that's how excited he is to help us. And he was also going to be helping us with our independence in November. And so Debbie and I got together this morning very early. I'm thinking it's about 5 a.m. And we were talking about the things that we needed to do when we should be asleep. But because we're excited about the people that we love in Antigua and Barbuda, we want to make sure we get things corrected, cleared, and get other people to be involved. So if you guys are listening to me, please be excited for our organization because we know that there's a need out there. And we will never just leave them like that. And so I want to commend what I've been looking at in Antigua, the carnival. After 2 years of absence, I believe they're doing a good job. Just be careful and safe and make sure you put all the COVID precaution measures in place. But we're happy for Antiguans. Let them know that we're watching. We're seeing everything going on in our country. But we still have children, adults, single mothers that are still in need. Debbie has gotten quite a bit of inquiries and need for help. So please try and support us because we are never going to leave you guys alone. If you're interested in talking to me, my name again is Dawn Cochrane Curtin. I am at 785-554-5628. Curtin697@gmail.com is my email. And, of course, we are accepting items specifically from to give to Debbie because she is the conduit to getting those things together to put out to send to Antigua. And she still has barrels available for people. And also, some of those barrels that we have are to support people that have had fire. So know that anything that you give to us will go to a place, okay?
Absolutely.
And not only that, I'm excited to let you guys know Debbie and I have been working on Barbuda. We cannot leave out our sister island. We managed to send backpacks last year. We got videos and pictures from the children who were very much in need. And the children's faces, just looking at the faces, gave us so much assurance that we're doing
Absolutely.
The right thing.
Absolutely.
And I also want to thank, I believe it was Wadadley, not Wadadley, there's another one, the boat that goes over to Barbuda regularly. It's not Wadadley, it's the other one. And I think it's the Barbuda Express.
Someone there
helped us. Yes, ma'am. They helped us up with those heavy backpacks for those cool supplies, hand sanitizers and masks for the children. And all the children
did not charge
were able to get everything.
I did not
right?
charge us anything either. So thank you
no,
for that.
No, we sure didn't. This was all done in kind
you.
To us. And I thank the people in Barbuda that I'm associated with, especially Jackie Frank, especially our other young lady there, Debbie. Was that Claudina? Yes, it was Claudina.
Yes,
and so we are still working with them. I visited them in 2019 to see what was going on there with the hurricane, and I brought someone to help as well to make an assessment. But we thought the best thing to do was help the children and the adults that are in need there. So that is my conduit to Barbuda, because to realize that we are people and we are people that God has put on the earth to help others. So I want you guys to know anything you do is not in vain.
is because you've been directed to do that. Take up the hat of each other and build a chain to our countries, both Antigua and Barbuda, and help as much as you can. $5, $10, $20, anything you have. If you want to send items and you're not sure of how to get it there, please contact Debbie or me. Because as she said, Sibidi Shipping is who we work with, and they are phenomenal people. And I want to thank Veronica Anthony as well for doing her role in playing a part of all of this. So guys, we're excited. We want you guys to get excited with us. And maybe we can see about maybe doing a tour in November. Maybe we can add a few things that people would like. Maybe you guys would like to come with us and help us at the soup kitchen where we have everything every year. However, we're making some bigger plans besides that. So if you guys are interested in being a part of the trip, please let myself and Debbie know, because we do need you to come down and show yourself and say, this is what we can do. Even though we're living abroad, we can for our people, and it's very important to do so. You would have to understand what is going on in our country to be a part of it. And so if you're interested in doing that, please contact me again at 785-554-5628, curtain697@gmail.com. And Debbie, what else did I miss?
Well, I just wanted to say, I just wanted to reach out to everyone that's listening from Antigua and Barbuda, especially, that are here. We've been having quite a few fires, especially in the Green Bay Hutton area this morning with Cashew Hill. And because of the makeup of the houses that are in the areas that have been burning, when one burn, usually it's four or five houses that's burning at a time. So within this week, I think we have had seven houses that have been displaced by fire. And so, you know, if you have anything that you would like to send out to assist with the fire, it could be two on the shirt. Whatever it is, I can direct you how to ship them directly to Antigua. You don't have to come through me. You can send them directly through 70 Shippers, but I'll tell you how to do it so that it can go directly to the fire victims, because they are badly in need of items right now. I have a gentleman, he has another seven barrels he wants to ship, and I call another shipper I had up here, and he's going to drop off two empty barrels because he said, Debbie, I have five already packed. If I can get two more, I will take care of that. And he's from that area. So anything that you can help us to do, we are reaching out to you. If you're listening to the sound of our voices, it will be just tremendous that you can assist us in what we are trying to do. We are not asking directly for money, because I know a lot of people don't like to give money, and I understand that. But goods is good. Also, when you go down on to the island, go. Volunteer at the soup kitchen. I can give you the information for the Smile Foundation. Volunteer with them. I can give you the information for Pastor Wendell Peace House of Refuge. Go and volunteer with him. Walk around the community. See what is needed. We need to stop going home and, you know what, showcasing all the clothes we have and how fabulous we look. And we need to put our hands and get it dirty a little bit and show that we care. So I just wanted to thank everybody that is listening to the sound of our voices this morning. My email once again is Debbie Campbell, NYC, DebbyCampbellNYC @AOL.com. And my telephone number is 845-820-6598. And I am on WhatsApp, and that's my regular telephone number. So I want to thank you. You guys be safe and be well. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much today. I hope I've given somebody something to think about, because we could be in that same situation. And so we want to reach out. And if you're interested in going to Antigua and, of course, Barbuda, please get with us and let us know, because it'd be nice if we present ourselves in those two islands. And so
absolutely.
With that being said, we will have a lot more to say to you next week. We're looking for hotels. We're looking for people that are interested in sponsoring. So if you know someone in Antigua and Barbuda that would like to sponsor, please let us know by calling us. Again, my number is 785-554. Go ahead.
Let's be specific. It's two separate things that we're doing.
there's back to school, and what she's asking for the hotels and restaurants, et cetera, is something that we're planning for independence. So it's two separate things that we're doing. So if you would like to be on board with any one of these two things, let us know. And if you want to help, we are available to you. Thank you. Go ahead, Dawn. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. That is correct. It is two separate things. The children are definitely in need, and we are definitely here to help. So if you would like to add some more backpacks, that would be great. Just contact myself and Debbie. And also, if you're interested in what we're talking about, see, we are people that do this ahead of time. We don't wait to the last second. So we're trying to get ahead, just so you know. And I'm excited. So sometimes when I get excited, I put two things together. Anyway,
that's all right.
Thank you guys for having us every Saturday. We appreciate you guys. And perhaps you guys at the radio station might be able to come up with something for us to go to Antigua and Barbuda for independence, which is November 1st. Even if it's one person that comes to represent, that we much appreciate it. And, of course, you know that we support the soup kitchen. We would like to be able to support them as we did last year. All the people that came up did very well. And this, we also had the House of Ministry, Refugees Ministry, their pastor was there with his volunteers. And also Shanita Joseph, who is from another organization, the Smile Foundation. She was there with her different volunteers as well. So we had a good thing there. As you know, we got a little publicity on TV then. So I'm just promoting ahead so you guys will kind of understand the way Debbie and I are working things out, okay? But we'd like to challenge you guys to join us so we can get the school supplies first down to the kids and then work with us for November 1st. And maybe we'll come up with a challenge for you guys listening. And maybe we'll come up with a challenge for the radio station as well. So look out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
All the pirates, yes, they rob by.
These songs of freedom is all I ever had. Redemption song.
There you go, redemption song, redemption song. Wait, I lost my screen. I'm trying to get back my screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good Saturday, guys. Happy
all right, have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you,
okay,
guys.
Okay, have
so
a
much.
Good one. Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Molly came to there with this emancipation song there. Everything fell down on us. What is it? Where are we? Let's see.
From the bottom, little, but my hand was made strong. By the end of the Almighty, we forward in this generation. Triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Is all I ever have. Redemption song. Redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but yourself can free our minds. Out of fear for atomic energy, none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? From faith just appointment. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you have to sing these songs of freedom? Is all I ever had. Redemption song. Redemption song. Redemption song.
Yes, indeed, redemption song, the great Robert Nesta Marley. Things like that. So, Colonel, we have just an hour to go. I'm not an hour, let's put it that way. But Lynette wanted to give a call. She's out and about. I have to do that by a WhatsApp for her. She said for a minute. I guess she just wanted to say hello and hi. Let's see if we can get them in on the WhatsApp. Let's try this. We're going to give her a wake call. Hello, hello. Let's see.
In the meantime, Ivor.
Yes. We're coming alive on.
Okay.
But it's ringing, going. Okay, in the meantime, go ahead, Colonel. I'll try to get in the
meantime. Yes, we're saying in the meantime, you know, we can invite some conversation about a couple of events that have happened over the course of the week. One of them is really excruciating. Particularly in the circumstance of a young lady, 28-year-old Brianna Greer, was picked up by police after her mother made a call for a 911 emergency call because Brianna was going through some sort of mental health crisis. The police picked her up, and the next thing we know is that Brianna is falling out of the police car, went into a coma for a couple of days, and then died. Now, how did she fall out of the police car? The investigation shows that they left the car door open after putting her in. No seatbelt, handcuffed, but no seatbelt. And they drove off. Now, I'm curious as to what else the investigation would conclude, because I'm suspicious, excuse me if I am too suspicious, of behavior patterns like this by the police, particularly when it comes to their interaction with black people. So I'm asking the question, was this murder? Was that door intentionally left open? You know, and it brings us back to, you know, one other event in which the police were relieved of liability, that of Freddie Gray, who was put into the back of a police van, and they gave him what is called a rough ride. Healthy young man, arrested for looking at the police suspiciously, and then given a rough ride, ended up with his neck broken, in a coma, and then later died. And then nobody was held responsible. What is the case of Brianna Gray? Was this deliberate? Was this willful? Are police more less concerned about the welfare of black people at the bottom of this death? And the final question I would have to ask is, she called about a mental health crisis. Why are the police showing up? Why not an ambulance? If the ambulance wants the police, call the police for support, then, you know, then you have the police. Why not an ambulance? Why is a person in mental health crisis ending up at a police station? And you might ask the $1,000 question, the $1 million question. Why are we not understanding whenever police have confrontation or interaction with black people, somebody dies?
Yeah, you dropped out, Tanner. What's up?
Yeah, okay, I'm here. I mean, there are a couple of things here, some of which I'm sure I'm going to be called crazy about. Well, why is everything for you about race? Why people can't... it would be difficult for me to accept that this was an honest mistake. This tragedy is too consistent with other tragedies between that arise out of an encounter between black communities and the police and law enforcement. I am yet to understand what kind of investigation is going to be done to ensure that we know exactly what happened, besides the fact that the police car door was left open and young Brianna Grier just fell out of things in what would be called an accident. That's my thought, for that matter.
I know there must be some procedures that those people have to be taken. You have to buckle in people in the car. They have to fasten their seatbelts. So something is wrong with that picture there. So I don't know how you can just be driving with someone, and yes, the handcuff is okay. So why are you so interested in handcuffing them in the back, but not fasten the seatbelt? I don't get that. Is it because she was mentally ill, something that just didn't care about her? And you ask a pertinent question. Why would, when you call 911, I sure should have told him what's going on. Why did the dispatcher would have to dispatch police? Because this is where the dispatcher comes in now. But when you call 911, you can call for, of course, police. You can call for fire and rescue.
Fire and ambulance.
Right. So when they would have told him the nature of the concern for the call, why would they dispatch the police if somebody is having a mental issue? Something is wrong there. So the dispatchers need to be trained properly, or unless the person who is calling in didn't give the proper clarification of the situation that was on hand. But then now that doesn't recuse the police from having gotten there now and realized the actual situation is that the person needs maybe mental care. They're not doctors. Maybe they might have some training in first aid or something like that. Where were they taking the person to? So that's the biggest question. Okay, a mother called. They put them in the back of the car. Did they say where were they taking her? To a hospital, for a joyride, to the police station, to the mental institution. They diagnose and say, well, since your mother said you're crazy, we're going to just take you straight to. I don't know much about the case, I know, so. Those are questions that I think need some answers up from first before maybe we can dive into other things.
The thing is that I don't think it's a matter of training. The dispatcher did what she was trained to do. I think it's a matter of systematic failure, a system that is designed to do something that would end in this kind of result. I think what's necessary, as been necessary in all of those types of cases, is a reformation of the system, a reformation of the procedures and policies that are applied to circumstances like this. Because it happens all the time. Someone has a mental health crisis, and the police show up. The police show up with guns and batons and handcuffs.
Okay. I don't have a problem with this, because, you know,
there's an incident, but
it should be in addition to the medical person, because
exactly
if somebody's mental and the health thing, the police would show up also, you know, as you know, to probably protect those who are trying to reach out to the mentally ill. So some people are really violent. I don't mind that if they show up with those things, but
call from Lynette.
Oh, let's see if we can get that. Lynette, how are you doing? Hold on a minute. Okay, can you hear us? Wait, hold on, I'm not saying. Let me go back and speak a phone. Okay, let's hear you now.
I'm going to the restaurant now. So. Hello, good morning, everybody. Well, afternoon, sorry.
Good morning.
Okay, well, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon,
good morning, sir. You can hear Cardinal? Can you let her speak up, because Lynette, she's not hearing you.
Good morning, Lynette.
Oh, now I hear you. Good morning, good morning. How is everybody doing?
We're doing well.
We're fine.
Yeah, I'm doing super good. I'm enjoying myself.
Okay.
Having a great time.
That's good to know. And how are the newlyweds? Have you seen them since the wedding? If you've seen them since the wedding, which means something ain't happening. Lynette. I'm hearing Lynette. I'm not hearing anybody. Iva, are you there? Okay. Let me see if I can.
Okay. Sorry, Lynette, I didn't hear you there a while ago because you're coming through my system and the call dropped.
Okay.
I've lost Lynette again.
Yeah, kind of. Look at the
Hello.
My calls are dropping. When you hear silent, just continue. something.
Okay. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah, so just pick it up.
Okay.
I don't know. I had two calls on there. They just dropped. Just call fail like that.
Okay.
So we can't have
okay.
that here.
I wasn't sure what was going on. I wasn't sure what was going on. So I kind of let it.
No, just pick up the dead ear. Just pick it up there. Let's get it.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Go ahead.
Haven't heard y'all in so long. Seems like ages. And the fans, haven't heard about the fans or hear the fans or see the fans or whatever with the fans. But I'm glad I'm here today to say have a happy Saturday and hope you're enjoying the show. And
yeah, we got the good news that you're hanging out with the Pope.
Yes. I'm not hanging out with the Pope. I'm hanging out with Jehovah God. That's who I'm hanging out with.
That is what
I've heard.
That's what
exactly.
I've heard. I can't tell him no, he didn't hear that.
Right. You can't be responsible for what you see that.
I'm not responsible. Thank you, Mr. C.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no. Yes, I'm fulfilled and I'm still on a high. I've gotten baptized. I'm right up there, headed, getting my life in order so that when the time comes, I have to be running and looking for my head or my foot or whatever. I'm putting myself straight on the narrow path.
So are you actually telling us that you found Jesus?
Jesus was last.
I asked you a simple question, okay? Because
I answered you. I said he was not lost.
But that's not what my partner said. This is a true story. He had my partner here who went to be baptized, and every time the pastor ducked him and he came back up, he asked, "Did you find Jesus?"
He said,
"No." And he ducked him again, and he came back up. Did he find Jesus? And he said, no. And he ducked him again. And kept him down for a longer time. When he came up, stifling now, almost drowned, he said, "I'm asking you, did you find Jesus?" He said, "No, but I'm going to ask you, are you sure here is where he fell in?"
Oh, poor boy. Poor boy.
He wasn't sure if that's where he was selling. So,
that's why
I asked if you found Jesus. So, he fell in right there. You found him right there. That's a good
thing. I didn't find him because I wasn't looking for him. I had him all the time. I just knew my problem.
Well, the pastor was asking the gentleman. He asked me if he found Jesus. So, he answered the question that was asked. I played your song, your requested song. Did you hear it? Fill me up?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you'll have to go back into the archives then and get the real one.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
I saw the it was outside of the inspirational portion, but nonetheless, cameras on. I didn't have my back strapped, so I didn't want to get the strap on my back, so I make sure get it in there. Since I read it, I can't say I didn't hear it. I did not read it. So I played your Fill Me Up by Tasha Palms.
Right. Thank you. I love that song. So on a sad note, I'd like to send my condolences with my family. Condolences to Merle and Perret and the rest of the family on the passing of our mom, Myrtle. And my heart goes out to her, and I pray that she's getting some comfort from not only family members, but from Jehovah.
Much is questioned. Did you check on your mother, Bobby, because she and Merle were very, very close?
Yes, I spoke to her not so long ago, and she's in a... she was supposed to come up in 2 weeks, but you know that's crap. He ain't coming again until after the funeral.
So the funeral is going to be in Nevis, I would just imagine.
Yes, I would think. I'm not too sure. I didn't get all the information as yet, but hopefully that's the best place for her.
And for the listeners, I asked this question because she resided in South Florida for all these years. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would have asked this question.
Yes, but she's holding her own right now. She was crying and, you know, they're like sisters.
Well, like I said, it was God's plan for me, man. I had my two boat down too. You were the bearer of bad news, Matrice.
I know.
Yeah, you,
I got
you reminded me.
What happened.
You reminded me of one Sarah Mills Reed when she was the bearer of bad news when one cricket fell. And I was even afraid to call Tash for years. I don't know if I'm going to be afraid to call you now because I remember that so good. Graham died. I called Tash. Was getting ready to go to the cricket field. When I called to find out how the match going, it was Barbados, Chelsea, McFinn against the Windward Islands. I said, how the match going? And Tash first word to me, not good news. And I sat down for it. And she gave me the bad news that the guy collapsed on the field.
Oh.
And now, right as we were speaking, the ambulance was going and they asked how things are going. And the rescue guy said he's in God's hands.
Oh, wow. You know what that means.
Tash said that. Yeah, yeah. She said that. And I was so afraid to call Tash after that. I would always call Tony and then would see Tash and talk to her, and I was just afraid to pick up the phone and call. I'm so serious. Until when I had to admit years after, I said, you realize that I never used to call your phone. I always talk to Tony, and then I would say hi to you on Tony's phone. I just got scared. I don't know why. So when you gave me that news that Merle passed like that, I said, he's much just the bearer of bad news.
I'm so sorry, but somebody had to do it.
Yes,
I got the same bad news, and I felt sick right away. I was like, not myself. And then the first person I called was you. I said, this is so, oh, my goodness. I said, who could I call right now? Because I can't call my mom. So I called you.
Yeah.
It would have helped me feel any better, but it didn't. So, but, you know, we have to, as we are prepared, we have no worries. That's why you have to live your life the best way. Love one another. Take care of yourself, first of all, you know. So that when
in other words, you think that we should unite? Emancipation Day is coming up. You think we should unite? That's what you're saying? Africa should unite?
I'm saying that we should all love one another, look out for one another.
Okay.
As long with that, take care of ourselves. We just put off and put off for the next day. And it says, what the saying say? Don't put off today. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today, because you never know what's going to happen. So that's what I'm trying to say. Whatever it is, no matter how big or small, try to do it today. Try to do it at the time when you can do it. Don't put it off, because you never know if you're going to get back to it.
Okay, so. I agree. Totally agree. Okay, well, we're going up the hill.
Before I go, let me just say hello to Lynette. Lynette, I hope you're enjoying the cold up there. In the UK.
Oh. No, it's not cold. She was just on with us, and she's out and about, going to have a late lunch, she said, after 4 o'clock. They were headed into a restaurant. So you just missed her by a whisker. It did say hello.
I know.
To you,
oh, okay. That's the love.
Love. I hope in my absence and when you all speak, I hear hello to Ivor in his absence. I don't worry about that one there.
Of course. And I want to say hi. Good morning, Kathleen. I hope you're having a wonderful, beautiful Saturday in the Virgin Islands. And stay safe, Sylvia.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming through. Thank you for coming through in living colors, flying colors as well. So whatever it is, we're going up the hill. Sometimes the clock tend to go up the hill a little faster than when it goes down the hill. So
I know.
In a few short ticks, we're going to be out of here. We're on, 11:40. But I know you're going to be in full force tomorrow on the cricket show. on Sunday from 6 until 9. Because
yep.
West Indies is going to need all the help you can get. So you have to be
I'm rooting for them. No matter what, I'm rooting. I'm rooting for them.
Like when you were rooting, did you grunt?
I did everything possible for them.
Wait, you're trying to call Mouth as a pig?
You ain't seen me rise above that. I rose above that.
Thank you, Mouth.
I rise above him and I'm going to tell him it doesn't matter, win or lose or draw, I will always root.
And I ask a simple question because this is the Saturday morning entertainment show, and now I was turning some corn, and somebody trying to put lump in the mix. All of a sudden, I heard about pigs and calling
you
names and stuff, and all I asked was a simple English question. I wasn't even trying to say I'm speaking foolishness in standard English.
You need lumps in your corn,
Right,
how do you really do? He needs a lump out of his car.
And he's lumping the
mix.
I want
the lump stay in his car, so every time he swallows, think it's going on smooth, he has a speedball,
hey.
And he realize why there's lump in his car.
Mudges, are you sure that you got baptized, Mudges? This doesn't sound like a person that was baptized. That sounds like you want me to...
No. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
You have consequences.
Sometimes
you know,
it's better with a twist
things,
now.
When you do things...
I don't say he doesn't go straight, man.
There is consequence, so remember that. You just have to put things in order.
Right.
Well, you have to talk to Cardinals.
Somebody
better
has to
talk to Cardinals.
If you're not pulling it up right.
Aye.
Capiche?
You sound like Sparrow now. If something not going right.
Yeah.
Is Sparrow the Cardinals? Wrong hole. What is it? What did they say?
I don't know that.
Something like that? No, people bury side by side in the funerals now. People bury side by side. You can't put the person in the wrong hole.
Of course not. You never know. Things happen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just that
I go along with it. I go along with it because TGV is the way to go on a Saturday morning. Caribbean Global Voices is where you get your entertainment from 9 until 12. So I'm expecting a call over Thinkit maybe in about 5, 10 minutes or so. They did give a buzz, maybe get a 5-minute update out of Thinkit. So, but this cook decides he's going to give a 5-minute call. He wasn't alive, you know, he does Facebook Live. And he did.
Not that I agree with politics. I pray for my country right now because they're in such disarray. And I hope they will do the right thing, fair and right. So
you want a fair election, an election that is free from fear? Is that what you're trying to say, Marcus? You can say it. Free and
don't
fair and fear.
No, I'm saying that's you.
I just asked if you want elections to be free and fair and to be...
I want the people of my country, Thinkit and Nevis,
to
sit out what... They're free, in a way. They're free in a sense. But I want them to go to the different meetings and hear what the people have to say, what they're about to give them, not who they're cursing, and figure out for themselves what they want, how they want to live, what they want in life, and then vote for the person who come up with the scenario, the facts, the answer to their problem, and vote for that person. Not just vote because your party is party line or this or that. We have to stop that right now, and we have to think for ourselves and figure out what we want in life. Not just for ourselves, but for the
What do you do with the person who is offering you money? What do you do? Do you take the money and vote for them, or you take the money and don't vote for them, or you don't take the money at all? What do you do?
Be honest with yourself. You have a conscience. God gave us a conscience, and be honest with yourself. If somebody is going to bribe you for your vote, what do you think? You want to give them the vote for that? No. That means that person is not out for you. That means that person is not looking
out for you. Why didn't you ask me what I should do? You should ask me what I would have done if I had those one of three options.
No, I'm not.
Take the money and don't vote. Take the money and vote again. Or don't take the money at all. Well, I would do what you said. If I'm in need of the money, as long as I'm not going to be dragged before for bribery,
no, that is not what I said.
I would take the money and vote my conscience. So I will do what you asked me to do. You said, vote my conscience.
Okay.
Because, I always remember, boy, Candle was always smart growing up in the mountains. Let me give you the story, You see, when I tell you to ask me this question, man, we were there playing in the yard as usual, and Cardinal mother, whenever we go there, she always feed us, You know how easy it is with those mothers, because it takes a village to raise a kid. So we always there, but Cardinal was always bigger than us because he eats a lot. You realize that he's bigger than us even now, right? And the mother in front of us told Cardinal, never let me hear you say that you're hungry and that you want something to eat, because she know when to feed us, Why after a while we're up in the yard and we're playing. And we're just playing for quite a while. And I think Cardinal couldn't take it no more. And he know he couldn't ask his mother for food. He couldn't say, Mama, he's hungry. And I walk up to his mother and he said, Mama, ask me if I'm hungry,
Wow. That's a classic.
Yeah,
that's
one of is, man.
Classic.
Yeah, he couldn't ask. He couldn't say, Mama, I'm hungry. He said, Mama, you ask me if I'm hungry,
Of course. Something to eat.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
Yep.
But anyway, all the best from August 5th. It's August 5th?
Yes, August 5th. And that's one of my son's birthday. Kevin Kevito Henry makes a birthday. As a matter of fact, 40 days and 40 nights. That's a good time to turn 40 on August 5th. So.
Oh.
We'll see what happens on August 5th. That's a good date. That's a good day.
Yeah.
I'm with you. May the best team win, to be honest with you. My favorite party in St. Kitts is the Labour Party, and my preferred party in Nevis is the Nevis Reformation Party. But
yeah, everybody knows. You ain't hide that.
No, I don't hide that. But I'm not afraid to say if I think they're saying or doing something wrong. And I think that's one of the problems we have, apart from people going to the polls to vote, is that some people are so diehard that it's like they see wrong and they just can't get right because of party colors. I could never be that way. Nah. If I'm not agreeing with you, I respectfully tell you I don't agree with that policy. I don't agree with certain things. A lot of us can't do that. But I like their policies from the Labour standpoint and the NRP standpoint. As a matter of fact, I've wrote it many times, even on Facebook. When NRP came into being, they came for a better Nevis, especially back in the day when we thought Nevis was second fiddle. Anything coming from St. Kitts, an ambulance, is one that was used up, beat up. Think you get the new one, we get the old one, the old fire truck, old police jeep, the old whatever you have it. And I don't know how they used to do that. They're going to send an old beat-up jeep in Nevis to run on some raggedy road that are worse than St. Kitts. So how long do you expect it to last? But anyway, that were those days. NRP came into being after 1970 when Christina would have had that disaster. And they came to fight against all those kind of things. Now when PCM came into being, rather than join with NRP to fight what's happening over in St. Kitts,
They came in and still today fighting against NRP. And that's the part that I cannot get up until today. I'm here to fight against the labor, especially the Bratton regime that we thought we were treated unfairly. And you come in to fight against me. You come and join the fray, not to come kill me. And the modern father of the nation, and of Nevis in particular, Simeon Daniel, you drag him around in a coffin and call him monkey, call him this, call him that. When this man would have bought the Four Seasons and things. I'm appalled with that. I'm telling you the truth. Now his daughter is running in his footsteps. And they're cursing the lady.
Well,
dragging the
I don't
mud, man.
About
I hate that kind of politics, man.
I don't know who called him monkey and all of that, but...
Oh, you don't know, but I'm telling you. They carry a coffin
around. I wasn't around the time.
They carry a gorilla around and call the man gorilla.
But then it's the same thing they did to Amy right just the other day, too. So,
The
same thing they did. They drag his name in the mud when even though he's dead. So we can always have people for and against. And all I'm saying is vote your conscience. Just don't get up and do it.
I will leave you with this, Murchis, and maybe you'll understand.
No, there is no right way.
No, hear me out. There is no right way of doing anything wrong. So,
if you would have, I hear that. That's your
okay, so remember that. Remember that.
There is no right way of doing anything wrong.
So one was right and believed they were right to do something wrong, and the other one came after doing something wrong and believed they were right. You tell them there is no right way of doing anything wrong. You remember
I'm not going to say that with you. All I'm going to say, people of Tinkers and Nevis right now, your life is on the line. You see what's going on? Dig deep and vote for you and your country because you need to say it. Because if you don't talk about people coming in and voting and singing. Yo-hoo at home, get up out your house and go and vote. So that nobody's going to put your life in their hands. You put your life in your hands. And don't try after stillness when you don't do your diligent duty. People get killed for you to get that X out. So go out and cross it. Make it an X. A serious, productive X. And that's all I got to say. Good luck.
Spoken like a true champion. Spoken like a true champion.
Conscience and vote for what you want. Don't let nobody do that for you. Don't put your vote in nobody's hands. The vote is a very, very sacred thing right now. So on that note, I say have a good day. Have a good weekend. May God be with you all. I love you all. And stay safe. I know I can't keep doing your because nobody wearing the mask anymore, but watch out for that variant and be careful.
So we'll see you on the cricket show. We'll see you on the cricket show tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll hear your voice. Your
tomorrow.
Yes. Your excuse last week.
Yes, I had a very important thing to do.
Yeah, they said done the basket. Yes, I understand that.
But I'm going to be there tomorrow, God willing. And you might hear my voice once again on the cricket show, 6 to 9 p.m. So, take care. Bye, Ivo. Bye to everyone.
Bye,
have a good day. All right.
Okay, well, folks, we are going to be rounding it out now. We have just... a long 5 minutes to go before we end the show. Cardinal, in 2 minutes, what's your commentary for today?
Did I do that? Did I take up all your time?
Well,
no.
You
take up as much time as you need.
Thank you.
You are for the show.
All right.
Well, you know, we were discussing shortly
Anyway, let me just, before I say anything else, convey my best, actually just the best wishes to the people in Kentucky. Are experiencing some serious flooding right now. You know, but, you know, we're hoping that it almost looks like it's a Katrina type thing. But, you know, we hope that they make it through this difficult period. Once again, my condolences to the family of Earl Ward sudden tragedy in their lives. Hopefully they can get back on track and get moving towards, you know, finding some peace with what this occurrence has been for them. And let me just say, I hope the fans, friends, supporters had a great morning with us. And, you know, so you can hope them know that way is always open as we entertain topics and we think that would be of interest, social interest to most people. I enjoy bringing this show to you, and so therefore I'm going to do it again next week, in which we would be into August, and unfortunately, Ivor would have gone through his celebration. I wish I could have given a couple more days, you know, to make up for what July doesn't have. But, you know, so the next year will come around and we're going to celebrate with him again. Happy birthday, Ivor. Happy birthday, month. And as August steps in, it's time for Kevin to take over to enjoy his birthday. Fans, friends, and supporters, so long. Until
CGD, Haben Dummer Voices, your Saturday morning entertainment. I believe.
Yes, indeed. So long. Bye-bye. Till we meet again next Saturday. Be sure to join the Cricket Shoot Mall from 6 until 9 in the PM.
Let's go. Oh my God, everybody in the building, say so long.
Yeah, we want to thank Marcus for coming through. Sinai for host as usual, coming through. Lynette would have graced us with a voice. And Barbara this morning would have really come through in flying colors with the scriptures. And for the viewers who are with us, listeners, we want to say thank you for coming through this morning. We're saying so long, so long, bye-bye.
So long.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, bye-bye.
So long. Yeah, so long.
Kathleen, I want to say hello, hello, hello to you. Irma Thompson over there in St. Martin. Omel in the UK. Those are original. I want to say hello, 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 hello. I hope you get this face this way. Oh, no, no, no. That's a miracle there. That kind of went up there. How did that happen? Somebody must be using the phone because their hand is up. Couldn't be up.
Their hand is up.
You want to bring them in?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're ending up, you know, so.
Great, bring me on through with this. Okay.
The door is back home, this is it.
Okay.
Alright, I guess that was just a mishap coming in there. So nothing to be alarmed about. So we will take care of that. So folks, until next Saturday at 9 in the AM, we're going to bid you adieu. And for those who are left alone, the death of Pearl Ward, don't take our speed. Thank you.